So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about how to land your next client. I mean, as always, it starts off with how do you land your first client? But landing your first client is pretty much the same as landing your next client. There's a few major differences. The first part of landing your next client as opposed to landing your first client is that when it's your next client, you've already landed one. That means it's a bit easier because you've got a bit more confidence about what you're doing. You've actually done work with that client or clients. And so you've got a bit more confidence about who you are and what your offering is and the results that actually gets. When it's your very first client, that's a lot harder because you don't know if what you do actually works. Like, you've got a fair idea that there's a good chance it probably does work, but it still leaves you these little niggling doubts. Maybe I'm not as good as I thought I was. And it's okay to have those thoughts and feelings. I've had them too. And then I look at some of the badass results that we get and you're like, yeah, damn, we're really good. But this is like, you know, the imposter syndrome, you know, and I have it too. And people who are crap, by the way, don't have the imposter syndrome. They just think we're awesome. So if you're worried about that, then I wouldn't worry too much about it, about in terms of, you know, not feeling good enough and so on. But you just got to keep cracking on. So the question is, how do you get your next client? You know, what is there a special mechanism that you're supposed to do? And, you know, you could go really deep into all the special mechanisms, but there's only really three parts, okay? You know, to get someone to know you exist, they've got to know, like, and trust you. That's the first bit. But if people don't know who you are, they ain't ever going to do any sort of business with you. Like, I know that sounds really obvious, but if they never see one of your adverts, if they never see any social media posts, because you don't make any, how on earth are you supposed to expect them to, like, buy from you? And when people go, oh, we're going to stop spending money on marketing, it doesn't work. So what are you going to do instead? What's the next best alternative other than actually doing marketing? Are you going to not market and close clients that way? How's that working out for you? And it's just not, is it? It just doesn't work very well at all. So first we've got to know you, then we've got to like you, then we've got to trust you. That's step one. Right there, that's just step one. Step two, you've got to give them some sort of offer. What is it you're selling? And most people give an offer and say what the price is first, which is crazy. So like, if I was to tell you I've got a car, it's 50 grand. Do you want it? And you go, hell no, 50 grand, that's a lot for a car. Yeah, it's a Veyron Bugatti worth £1 million. Oh yeah, now you want it. That's because you've just taken the price up front. So you don't want to give price up front. You want to be adding value as much as you can and demonstrating value and making sure people understand the result that they're getting when they buy whatever it is that you sell. You know, people don't buy drills, they buy holes, right? But, you know, unless you have some sort of drill fetish, most people don't buy drills for the sake of drills, but they buy a drill because they need the hole that the drill creates. And that's what you've got to be selling. Got to be selling the benefit of what it is. But again, if nobody knows who you are, you ain't selling anything. You can have the best drill on the planet. It makes the most cleanest hole, so easy. But if nobody knows it exists, then it's not happening. But you've got to be putting offers out there. You should be making an offer to somebody at least once a day. I don't care if it's the woman doing the checkout tills at Tesco's. Make an offer. Something. Hey, have you downloaded my free guide on how to make money this week? Do you know what I mean? I don't care what it is. You've got to be making offers. So number one is KLT. Do they know, like, and trust you? Number two, you've got to be making offers. Number three, when they turn you down, you've got to chase them up. There's no question that following up is going to be the key to your success. I'll tell you a little story that I shared with a client earlier. So we were buying a house below market value, and in the end, they decided to sell the house to somebody else. And they sold it to somebody else because they kind of bad-mouthed us and said we're not very good and all this kind of thing. And then, you know, their sale then fell through. So I phoned up about 3 months after they said, no, we've gone with somebody else. And I phoned up and said, just making sure it's gone through all right, making sure you're okay. Nice thing to do, I thought. Actually, it's fallen through. Oh, why didn't you phone me? And they were too embarrassed to phone me. Anyway, we closed that deal. We knocked another £5,000 off the house for dicking me around, quite frankly. You know, it was, well, I can do, but our price has changed now because the market's changed. And we spent the money that we had that we were going to allocate for yours. Now we have to borrow that money from somewhere else, which costs us more money. So it's £5,000 less. And we closed the deal. We closed that in 30 days, that house. So the only reason we got that house, and we still own that house, by the way, it's probably worth about 210,000 now. We bought for maybe 144, something like that, 145, I think it was that we paid. So that house is going up in value. I've actually lived in that house for a period of time. It's now fully tenanted, pulls in over £1,000 a month. Actually 900 on that one. But, you know, that's amazing, right? So the only reason that happened is because of step three, the follow-up. Do you want to buy my stuff? No. Do you want to buy my stuff? No. Do you want to buy my stuff? Oh, for God's sake, yes. Great. Like, that's not the best way of doing it. Do you want to buy my stuff because it's going to save you all this time? No. Do you want to buy my stuff because it's going to save you sitting in front of a computer and making content 8 hours a day for the next 3 weeks? Hell yeah. So you hit them up with a different reason why they need to be buying your stuff, not the same reason. So you've got step one, KLT. Step two, you've got to be making offers. Step three, you've got to be following up. Step four, the sale begins after the sale. So you've got to manage that client, set expectations. Like, we're lucky because with our content marketing product, our clients get a call every 2 weeks. So if there's a problem somewhere, we can spot it a mile off. Like, you know, if you're looking for your first sale and you don't know if a product actually works, when we first did our content marketing, we knew it worked because we did it on my own stuff, but we didn't know it would work for clients. And just this morning, I had a call with our content coordinator, and it was like, such and such, you know, how are they doing? I'm just checking in. How are they doing? Well, they've just doubled. In the last 3 months, they've doubled the number of followers they had. Oh, okay. Like, that's not standard, by the way. That's a really good result for this particular client. Didn't start with a huge amount of followers, but we started scheduling content to go out every single day, several times a day, in fact. And so now they've got so much more traffic going to their website because it's KLT. They need to know, like, and trust you. And then, you know, people land on a website, and then they're making offers, and then they're closing business, and that's how you get your next client. You've got a KLT, you've got to put an offer out to them, you've got to follow them up, and the sale begins after the sale. And if you're not doing any of this stuff, most business owners are sat there wondering where the next bit of business is going to come from without actually putting anything in place that will allow the next bit of business to come. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. I get it. I totally get it. You're sitting there and you're like, oh, maybe I should do a networking event. There's no plans. It's like, maybe I should do a networking event. Maybe I should do a podcast. I don't know. It's crazy. You need 6 to 12 months planning. What are you going to do in the next 6 to 12 months? When people come out to Spain and do the War Room product, which is really cool, people come out and we plan their strategy for the next 12 months, work out what content, what's going to happen when. We work out their cash flow for the next 12 months. We get them on to cutting their costs, increasing their income, making more profit. That's what it's all about. And then we can plan better because now we've got more money to spend on more marketing and so on. This is how it works. And yet most business owners, they've got zero plan. They might have a vague idea as to what we're going to do in the next couple of weeks, next couple of years, next couple of months. But there's no plans tied to it. There's no financial goals. Well, in month eight, I'll be doing £28,526 a month. And I know that because we've got 18 clients at £373 a month. Whatever those numbers are going to be, I've just made up numbers. But that's where it should come from. It should be where you actually know what your numbers are going to be 12 months in advance before they even happen. Because one way or another, once you've worked out, these are going to be my numbers, you find a way to make those numbers happen. But how do you get your next client? You know, people are worried, oh, I don't know how to land my own client. There's no point in me working out numbers for 12 months. I can't even get a client yet. And it's like, that's because you've not worked out your numbers for the next 12 months. Yeah, but no, I'm going to do it this way. How's that working out for you? Not very well. Right, plan your bloody numbers, get your spreadsheet, work out where you're going to be. Work out, what car do you want? I want a Ferrari. Great. How much is that? 1,500. Great. So you need 10 clients, 150 quid a month on top of everything else. Where are they coming from? Create a new product, create a coaching product, 150 quid a month. That's my Ferrari coaching. It costs you 10 hours a month for £150. What are you going to do there? When are you going to hit that? Can you do that in 12 months? 10 clients? One new client per month? In 12 months, it means you can, you know, have your Ferrari at 1,500 quid, you know, to rent it or whatever it is that you're going to do. It's like you've got to start having these numbers down. And when you start having those numbers, then you can start to work backwards. And then it's like, okay, for every 1,000 people I get to my website, I close one person. Great. So let's get 5,000 people to your website. What, and close 5 people? Yeah. Oh, never occurred to me. Well, here we go. How many people do you get to your website? 500 a month. So you're closing one client every 2 months? Yeah. Great. Let's ramp up your social media. Let's ramp up your Facebook marketing. How much is a client worth? Let's say it's 500 a month. Great. 500 a month. That's £6,000 a year. How much are you spending on Facebook ads? $5 a day. Oh, that's not going to work for you, is it? You're trying to get £5,000 a year clients spending $5 a day. How's that going to work? So you've got to ramp it up. The key is content right now. If you've not got the budget because the money's not there, then it's not going to work. So you've got to ramp up the amount of content that you put out there. And then the problem comes into all you're doing is creating content. Content, content, content. You get really bored at it. 3 weeks in, you give up and you stop just before you start getting any kind of momentum at all. It takes 3 months to get momentum. 3 months. I mean, having said that, we just had a guy last weekend. Depends when you're listening to this, but he was number one on Amazon and then he's dropped off. And so in a business section, we got him to number two by relaunching his book. And he sold more books that day than Grant Cardone, which is amazing. He's been with us 1 month. And that was our first kind of thing that we're doing for him. Content, content, content. We created really cool images, created really cool videos. He's going Facebook Live. We're taking the bits out of the Facebook Live and creating more content out of that for him. All being driven back into his sales funnel, which starts with his book and a phone call. And that's amazing. That's exactly what should be happening. But it all starts KLT. Got to put content out there. People don't know you. You want to be landing your client. And I say to people who are doing property sourcing, you know, you get some business cards, call yourself a property sourcer. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want anyone to know. If you don't want anyone to know, how's anyone going to know about you? KLT, people need to know you, need to like you, need to trust you. Oh, no, I'm going to keep this one quiet. You're crazy. You ain't going to close any business whatsoever if you don't even make a noise. That's not how it works. So how do you land your next client? It's exactly the same as your first client, but you've got to start putting content out there. We are a content-led society. Traditional media is dying. Less and less people are watching TV. You know, the top four TV channels in the UK right now, Netflix, YouTube. I don't know what the other two are. BBC One and ITV, I'm guessing. I don't know. Channel 4, Channel 5? I have no idea. I'm guessing they're not in it. YouTube and Netflix. The world is different, my friends. If you've not got an advert on pre-roll in your local area, you know, if you're a butcher in Leeds 1 and you have an advert going out to anyone in Leeds 1 on pre-roll because people are watching YouTube on their TV, they're going to watch your advert by accident. On kids' TV, when mum's there, mums generally buy from butchers, I'm guessing, not dads. Sexist, probably, I don't know. I think it's real. Who's going to go, oh, look, there's a Peppa Pig on YouTube. That's what we're watching, folks. And then your business, butcher's business comes up. Get yourself a nice leg of lamb this week. This week's special offer, one leg of lamb, £5.99. What go well with this is these chips and this bit of bacon. I don't know. I don't know anything about butchery. Or butching. I don't know what it's called. So you've got to start putting yourself out there in front of people so that people can actually understand that you even exist. That's how you get your next client and your next client and your next client. And then when you get that client, you do a really good job and ask them to recommend you, get a Google review. We get Google reviews off clients all the time. And free ads, what's it called? Not free ads, there's another one that we get, Free Index, I think it is. We get people writing into us, so we take screenshots of it and we save those and then we copy those into and make them into nice images and so on. Yeah, we do all sorts of different things in order to get client reviews. So look, that's how you get your next customer, but you've got to start creating enough content so that people can see that you actually exist. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.